UN Arab League envoy is in Syria trying to salvage what's left of his peace plan. Kofi Annan met with President Bashar al-Assad, asking him to take steps to end the violence. Annan has also met with the opposition and tribal leaders in the country. Russia, in the meantime, accuses the opposition in Syria of endorsing foreign military intervention in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also accuses certain countries of disrupting Kofi Annan's peace plan. He says these foreign powers are using the Hula massacre to push ahead with their military agenda. Some seek help to resolve the Syrian crisis through dialogue, while others opt for more isolation. France, Britain, Spain, Germany, Italy, Canada and Australia are all expelling Syrian diplomats. They say the move is in response to the Hula massacre. Moscow, however, is sticking to Annan's peace plan. Spain stuck in recession. The country's battered economy will continue to contract in the second quarter of 2012. That's according to Spain's central bank. Meanwhile, official figures show Spanish retail sales dived in April, showing the biggest fall since recording began in 2003. Canadian police arrest more than 80 protesting students in Quebec. The arrests were made outside the venue of talks between student groups and the provincial government. Students and authorities remain locked in a standoff over tuition fee hikes. Over 2,500 have been arrested since the protests began in February. Sudan says it will pull out its troops from the disputed region of Abyei as the two neighbors prepare to hold peace talks. The two sides will resume dialogue in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, on Tuesday. Sudan and South Sudan have been locked in several disputes following the South's independence last July. The US military is denying reports that America and South Korea have been sending commandos to the North. Earlier, American media quoted a U.S. Army general as saying that the special forces have been parachuting into North Korea. He said the commandos are spying on underground installations. And now to Egypt's historic presidential vote. First-round winner Mohamed Morsi promises a bright future for the Egyptians. The Muslim Brotherhood's candidate vows to respect all political parties and religious sects if he's elected. Morsi still has to win the runoff vote next week to become Egypt's first post-revolution president.